You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom, send the spies. Who did he send? Yehoshua. Who did he send?
Two spies.
Who were they?
Pinchas
and? I'm going to give you a report card. What happened? Caleb? No? Caleb and Pinchas is good. All right. So now he sent two meragelim, and he says in Haftarah, Shenayim anashim meragelim heresh. Heresh means? Heresh. What does it mean? Somebody that has a shalom is not able to hear. Yeah. So that here, that means that actually they went very quietly, not like the last time that made, you know, lot of balbashu, lot of baligat. So he sent them very, very, you know, underground, very quietly. So now here, Kedusha Arim, this is a very beautiful thing. He says, what's the difference between shin and sin? You know what the difference it is? Yeshin is a shin, and sin is a sin. Very nice. So what's the difference between shin and a sin? It's a righty and a lefty. The right is shin, and the left is sin. So now, as far as making a drush, we sometimes threw the dot to the other side. So here, when it says heresh, you can read it as heres also, like clay. They call it sofari. So now, we have an interesting halakha about keli heres. And what's the halakha about this type of vessel? The impurity will not take place inside the vessel, only from outside. Why? Why do we have such a halakha for this type of kelim? Keli heres, why? How much is keli heres worth? Is it expensive? What is it then? It's worthless. It's worthless. So now here, the message is that the same way that the keli heres is worthless and would not accept the impurity inside of him, as long as one will think of himself as humble, as Ga'avales, in the same aspect, it would not be running to impurity. So now here when he says that Yehoshua sent these spies, Heresh, that means their attitude was exactly like the Heresh. And that's why they were successful. At the first time, because they went in, when Moshe sent in, they felt like a kelei zahav. That's so much gahava. So that's why they failed. So now here, there's a very interesting point. That when Moshe Shalom came to Paro at the first time, and said, I'm expecting that you send the nation. So what did Paro say? What was his response? No, I didn't say that. Hazak Baro. See, only Yahushua knows these things. Hazak Baro. So, mi wa mi olechim. So, Keli Agar explains that actually Paro had Ruach HaKodesh, that Hashem put it in his mouth, that he will predict. He says, me, by me, only two people out of how many people that came out of Mitzrayim, or they were supposed to come out of Mitzrayim, how many? 15 million people. Only two people that were honored to come to Eretz Yisrael. Scary. Out of 15 million people, only two good people. As you see today, to find a good people is very rare. Even in Knesset Eretz Yisrael. Mi v'mi olechim, only two people. Out of 15 million people, only two good people was enough for Ribono Shel Olam. As long as there are two good people, that's good enough for me. And we should always ask ourselves, what should we ask?
To be on the good side.
We should ask ourselves, please, please, Ribono Shel Olam, merit me to be among those good people.
Amen.
You could have 15 million people, only two single people that are deserving to go to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Yizakenu, Bezat Hashem, Nizkeh B'Yeshuot, Chodesh Maleh, Gezorot Tovot, Samachot L'Kol Am Yisrael, Amen Kei Ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.